From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has been a source of tensions.
I believe we can expand our cooperation in this area, even as the United States will continue to use all of the tools at our disposal to protect American companies, citizens, and interests.
President Xi told reporters the two sides reached a consensus on the issue and stressed that Beijing is against cyber theft of any kind. U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities. In recent years, China strongly denying the allegations. Pope Francis travels to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania later today, the third stop on a U.S. trip that included talks with President Obama and address to Congress, and a mass in New York City's famed Madison Square Garden. In his homily, Francis urged attendees to reject self-absorption and remember the needy. In Philadelphia, the Pope will attend the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families and celebrate an outdoor mass expected to draw nearly 2 million people. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting the country's national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to extend his 27-year rule. Burkina Faso planning to hold elections, not clear when they will go ahead. This is VOA News. Slovenia's prime minister told the United Nations Development Summit the migration crisis requires, in his words, urgent action that addresses the root cause of the dilemma. Meantime, Croatia has lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Union commissioner, Johannes Hahn, said the migrant crisis is a global problem that can be resolved only through the joint engagement of all European countries.
It's not the way to build in Europe new borders, new fences. This is not how Europe works.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, Serbia. Working out ways to implement the Iran nuclear deal and possible discussions of the Syrian conflict will be on the agenda when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. The talks on the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, those talks today will come less than a month before on the October 18th, which is known as Adoption Day. 18th will mark the start of Iran's efforts to comply with provisions in action. A plan of action, Iran will have to reduce its uranium stockpile, remove thousands of centrifuges, and make conversions at nuclear facilities to comply. Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives John Boehner says he'll resign from one of the most powerful positions in the U.S. government at the end of October, Cindy Sain reports.
Friday morning, word leaked out that Boehner abruptly announced he would resign in a meeting with his fellow Republicans. Some of his own most conservative members had been threatening to force a challenge vote to his leadership, saying he is too prone to compromise with Democrats on core issues. When Boehner finally spoke to reporters, he seemed almost relieved.
My first job as Speaker is to protect the institution. It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution.
Some conservative Republicans welcome the news of Boehner's resignation. Boehner himself will still have to try to get a funding bill passed by October the 1st to avoid another partial government shutdown. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.
Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA President Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of Football Federation funds. Separately, a U.S. indictment earlier this charged 9 FIFA officials, 5 corporate executives.
That's the latest world news from VOA.